Hello, Jenna. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate being here.
What's happening at Mishu these days?
Mishu facility is ramping up to be a massive support to the Artemis project. So Artemis is the next mission to the moon and then to Mars. And the Mishu facility is charged with assembling the core stages of our rocket to send our people back up into space. It's a phenomenal task that the folks at the Mishu facility are up for and doing a phenomenal job so far.
Now, they're involved with construction, the engineering of the construction. What stage are we at in that?
The design has already been completed for almost all of the phases of this project, and the majority of this first stage is almost completely built. They should be ready by the end of the year to ship it over to Stennis and do further testing.
And when you say ship it, we're talking about something very large.
It is. I think it was about 290 feet approximately. So they, in conjunction with the Coast Guard, they have built a what they call a Pegasus barge that is specifically designed to get up to the intercoastal waterways up to Stennis.
And then from there it goes to Florida.
Then it goes to Kennedy to be completely assembled and ultimately launched.
There's a little bit of money involved in this, I assume. And the money has been made available.
It is a priority. We have confirmed that on the South Pole of the Moon that there is water so we can sustain life there. So the Artemis project that is going to be taking us back to the moon will be using scientific experiments while orbiting the moon to provide further scientific exploration and initiatives for folks on Earth. It's actually quite interesting.
We've had a lot of international cooperation in the past. Is there support for Artemis internationally?
The Gateway, the orbiter that will fly around the moon and house astronauts, will actually be designed and built in conjunction with several other international agencies. So Canada is actually the first country that will be participating and docking with our station, followed by JAXA, the Japanese. So this is a multi-international project that will bring together the world to do this effort.
Do you find public support growing in this particular time for what NASA needs to accomplish? Public support that then engenders Congress to do the things that it's supposed to be doing in behalf of our advancement scientifically, technologically?
Yes, it is getting promoted at all levels, starting with the earliest children in school who are learning more and more about space exploration and getting excited about working in the space program, to seniors who are going to college who will study engineering, who will be the future. They will be the Artemis generation. And then folks like you and me who are learning more and more that we can take our capabilities that we got the first time we went to the moon and do so much more with it this time around. So the public support is growing exponentially. So the return on investment will be absolutely instrumental.
I've seen a lot of NASA t-shirts lately. What's up with that?
As have I. NASA t-shirts are the thing to wear right now. My children have all sorts of NASA gear. And I've noticed I have to travel quite a bit for my job. And every center that I go to, there's a local community that supports their facility, much like here in New Orleans. And you see that pride in the clothes that people wear. The walking around downtown in the French Quarter, there were so many people with the NASA logo t-shirt. It was really heartwarming.
Jenna, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you for having me.